We're recording this on August 17th, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, the beginning of the month of Elul. It is a sacred time on the Jewish calendar as we begin this month of Cheshbon HaNefesh, an accounting of the soul, a period of aspirational reflection. Jewish tradition teaches that during this month, HaMelech Basadeh, the king or queen is in the field all around us. It's a time of intimacy, when we have the opportunity to reach for God and find God reaching for us as well. Baruchim Abayim, welcome from wherever you are listening to Seeking Sinai, the monthly podcast of Temple Sinai in Atlanta, where we explore the great spiritual questions of our day. I'm Rabbi Natan, Director of Adult Learning. I'm happy you're with us. As I think about the themes of Elul, I think about a poem from Leah Goldberg, one of the greatest poets in Israel's history, words that encapsulate our hopes for this period leading to the days of awe. Lamdeni Elohai barech v'itpalel al sod ale kamel al noga pri bashel. Teach me, O God, a blessing, a prayer, on the mystery of a withered leaf, on ripened fruit so fair. Al acherut azot lirot lachush linshom ladaat liyachel likashel. On the freedom to see, to sense, to breathe, to know, to hope, to despair. Lamed et siftotai bracha v'shir halel, b'itchadesh zmancha im boker ve'im lel. Teach my lips a blessing, a hymn of praise, as each morning and night you renew your days. Leval ye yomi hayom kitmol shilashom, leval ye alai yomi hergel. Lest my day today be as the one before, lest routine set my ways. May we never lose sight of gratitude and the miracle of it all, and may we always be open to change and transformation, as the poet says, lest routine set my ways. Over the next few weeks, we'll be re-releasing the gems of Elul that Sinai's clergy shared last year, ending each one with the sounding of the shofar, a clarion call and a spiritual alarm clock during this month and into the days of awe. I hope you find these messages as inspirational and relevant as I still do. We'll regroup in October for another season of Seeking Sinai as we continue to explore our own Jewish journeys on a quest to inspire and derive meaning from the amazing people around us. For our listeners, wherever you are, thanks for tuning in to Seeking Sinai. If you have any burning questions about Elul or the approaching days of awe, please reach out to any of the clergy. This is not just a passive podcast. We mean for it to inspire and arouse conversation, so please make yourself a part of it. Until then, tzedchem l'shalom, go in peace.